When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura, so stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكَ. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ. Therefore, I ask Allah who venerated your station and ennobled me through you, أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ مَعَ إِمَامٍ مَنْصُورٍ, to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. In the previous episode, we tried to have a look at this phrase, أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكْ, from a different perspective. As we said in the previous episode, when we consider this phrase, we come to realize that it is highly probable that this karama spoken about regarding Imam Hussein alayhi salam is completely related to that rizq that Zair is seeking from Allah. So this akrama maqamak, this akramani bik, is because of this rizq. And yarzuqani talaba tharik, this rizq is the succor to enable us to avenge for the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is the true karama that could be meant by these verses. The Zair should realize that reciting this ziyarah on a daily basis is actually accepting a responsibility. When we say, أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ, when we say that we ask the Almighty Allah because of your station and because of my station which is ennobled by you, we ask him for the avenge of your blood, we must understand that this needs sacrifice, this needs readiness. This means we are actually accepting responsibility. We are actually revealing our readiness to sacrifice our soul for the sake of avenging the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So, constant vocalization of such powerful expressions must transport the Zair, the reciter, to use practical aspects to see and reach actually the level of practicality and preparation It should actually turn desire into a true muntadhir or awaiter of Imam Hujjah, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is: do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, this phrase, أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ مَعَ إِمَامٍ مَنْصُورٍ, to enable me to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the progeny of Muhammad, this is actually about one important thing. This yarzuqu in this phrase is a kind of verb which literally here means he provided. Although it is commonly employed to mean material provision and sustenance, or the normal rizqul maddi we talk about, it is also widely used to signify spiritual sustenance. So, here we clearly see that it has been employed for the provision of avenging for the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So, as we said in the beginning part of this episode, that karama wa akramani bik, that karama that we spoke about earlier and the Zayr recited earlier prior to this part, could be this karama, this greatness of having the help and succor to avenge for the blood of Hussein alayhi salam. The phrase مَعَ إِمَامٍ مَنْصُور مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ, with a supported leader from the progeny of Muhammad, refers to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We have mentioned few traditions that explicitly reveal this truth. The Holy Quran itself states, وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. You're not allowed to kill a soul whose life Allah has made inviolable. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا. Except with due cause, and whosoever is killed wrongfully, we have certainly given his heir an authority. فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ, but let him not commit any excess in killing. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا, for he enjoys the support of law. Bahrani, in his Tafsir al-Burhan, while talking about this phrase, narrates this tradition. He says that Muhammad ibn Sanan narrates from a person who said, I asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about this phrase, whosoever is killed wrongfully, we have certainly given his heir an authority. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيهِ سُلْطَانًا. And he said, that is the qiyam of the progeny of Muhammad. he will come out and rise to avenge the blood of Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.